Welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are watching or listening here to the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am so excited for the guests that we have today, because we have the youngest interview that we've had on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire with Kate. Kate, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, let me read you just a little bit about her bio, because it's quite impressive. All right. So Kate Gilman Williams is a 12-year-old animal advocate and the author and founder of Kids Can Save Animals and Club 15. She launched Kids Can Save Animals to connect her generation with world-renowned conservation organizations, technologists, and policymakers and global leaders who work to save animals, save wildlife, and wild spaces. This has become her passion, and she is focused on teaching and inspiring kids and teens on how to take action and become part of the global solution and the benefits of helping the animals by providing that advocacy, or by proving that advocacy has no age limit. Now, she has Kids Can Save Animals at kidscansaveanimals.com and her podcast, which is Club 15. And Club 15 was created in a partnership with Sarah Madsen and of Microsoft. And you're going to have to tell me how to say this name.
It's Daisuke Nakahara.
Daisuke Nakahara. Awesome. And it is an extension of Project 15 that's from Microsoft. Now, each episode of Club 15 connects youth with top scientists, technologist, and conservationist. So it's very, very educational as well as very fun, as you'll see. Kate was recently named the first youth ambassador for Born Free USA. In her role, Kate will speak to her generation about the exploitation and suffering of animals that are living in captivity, and educate kids and teens that animals being used for any kind of human entertainment is wrong. All right. In the summer of 2021, Kate partnered with Jen Hartman Luck, who is an Austin-based singer and songwriter, to produce a song called Kids Can Save Animals. Now, with each download, this is pretty cool, with each download of this song, 15% goes to support Rewild, where Leonardo DiCaprio is a founding board member. She started her journey at age 8 when she authored the book Let's Go on Safari, which is all about that. It was picked up by Penguin Random House in South Africa, and she became the youngest author in history to sign 2 publishing contracts, resulting in a global title release. She has had the support and official endorsements by many celebrity advocates, including Deborah Messing, Ellen Pompeo, Chelsea Clinton, Ryan Seacrest, Dr. Jane Goodall, and more. She really is also involved in inspiring kids to get involved, people her age to get involved and to make change. She's also inspiring people, kids to advocate for climate change. So lots of things she's got going on. 2019-2020 winner of the prestigious Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. She's got the Daily Point of Light Award. I mean, she's just got tons. And on the other side, she's just a normal 12-year-old who enjoys acting and playing volleyball. Kate, welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Show.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
We're excited to have you. Wow. For 12 years, I mean, to be an author at 8, you know, just very, very impressive, and an inspiration for women entrepreneurs, no matter what their age is. So tell me what started you on this. Why at 8 did you want to write a book? Like, tell me a little bit about the backstory of Kate.
So when I was 7 years old, I went on my very first safari to Africa, and I met a girl game driver named Michelle, and she taught me everything I know about animals. But she also told me that humans are killing animals, and I wanted to do something to help. So once I got home from my trip, I reached out to her and I said, hey, will you be my co-author? I want to write a book. And we ended up giving all of the sales to organizations that are doing things to help, the Sheldrick Wildlife Trust, Rewild, and the Jane Goodall Institute. So we wrote a book called Let's Go on Safari. So anytime somebody buys it, they're automatically supporting conservation.
Beautiful, beautiful. So in that experience, you were obviously moved by the story. Most of us would be incredibly moved by just the wildlife that we see, but you were emotionally moved by what you learned from the driver. What was one of the most just like really reached your heart, the things that she said?
Well, I care so much about elephants. They're one of my favorite animals. And she taught me that every 15 minutes, an elephant is killed for its tusks. And it's crazy because you can be out there watching beautiful elephants and knowing that they die every 15 minutes, which is a crazy statistic. And also, rhinos are even more in danger than elephants. They're killed every 8 hours. So these crazy statistics, it's hard not want to do something to help. So that's what pushed me into action.
You know, it's interesting, Kate, because I know when I was younger, their animal advocacy was something that I thought about doing. I didn't do it on any level like what you did, but I was very moved by these types of figures. And back when I was a teenager, it's when more of this information was coming out about the illegal sell of tusks and all of that. And you would have thought, I'm giving you a little dating myself here. You would have thought in the last 40 years, you know, that there would have been a lot more progress. I personally did not realize until you just gave me those statistics how prevalent it still is 40 years later. So that's powerful. And I encourage everyone to go to her website, kidscansaveanimals.com. And I've got it up here on the other screen. It is a beautiful website. And you have a lot of those statistics there on your site, right?
I do. On my website, you can learn all about animals. You can find out all about my projects and get involved.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes. But so you wrote the book and you came up with that portion of it, writing the book to give back to some of these already organizations that were already established. But what made you come up with the idea of Kids Can Save Animals? Like, when did that like brainstorm hit you?
Yes. So I got inspired to save animals and I can't do it alone. You know, I need help. I've had lots of help from mentors, but it's my job to inspire other kids. And I believe that kids are born with a natural love for animals and you just have to turn it into advocacy. So I had the idea of starting this organization, Kids Can Save Animals, so kids can really know what's happening in Africa and get involved and want to do something to help.
That's great. That's great. Now, obviously, you probably had a little bit of technical help in the background, right? Your parents. Tell me a little bit about your parents. I know this isn't one of our prepared questions, but tell me a little bit about the support. Your parents must have just been so proud of you and willing to support you in this journey.
Definitely. My parents are really supportive of me, but I take all of the action in my website, all of my different podcasts and my different projects, but definitely they've helped me along my journey and they're very supportive.
That's wonderful. So now you just said podcast. You have a regular podcast. I didn't realize that. Well, actually, I think I mentioned that. Take that back. I think that was in your bio, but tell me a little bit more about your podcast so that we can have any of our listeners or watchers follow you there.
Yes. So my podcast is Club 15. I partnered with Microsoft and Sarah Mastin, and she helped me build this podcast. And on my episodes, I'm interviewing different scientists, technologists, and activists. They're telling us what they're doing to help save wildlife and wild spaces and how we can join them. So you get to learn lots about what other people are doing and find something that you're really interested in, whether it's a specific animal, a specific place, and get involved with them and learn what you can do to help save them.
That's awesome. I apologize for that. I didn't realize that the Club 15, I thought that was a different project. I didn't realize it was a podcast. So that's great. Now I'm sure that people can just look up the Club 15 on any of their main ways that they listen to podcasts. I'm sure you've gotten to interview some amazing, amazing people. Who was your favorite or your top? I won't make you pick one favorite. Who was some of the most memorable interviews that you've had?
I would say my favorite technologist that I interviewed was Fatima Hamdani. So she builds drones that go longer and faster and higher than any drones ever created before. And she's using them to monitor vast areas in Africa where poaching occurs. So she's using her technology to help save animals all around the globe, which is really cool. She was probably one of my coolest technologist guests. But also, I can never forget Virginia McKenna. She came on and talked a lot about the illegal pet trade and trophy hunting, and which is something I'm very interested in now because I'm the first United States Youth Ambassador for Born for USA. And she told all of our listeners all about that. And I think it was really, really meaningful. And she's such a passionate person. So she was one of my favorite advocate guests.
That's great. That's great. You know, it's interesting. We get so wrapped up in our day-to-day life as individuals in general, probably even more so in the Western cultures, right? We just kind of go through the day-to-day career, job, raising kids, whatever it is, that we don't think about these little things that are really big things. You know, they're huge, these animal species. And I think you mentioned that the rhino is a much more endangered species, and yet they're still being heavily hunted, correct?
Yes. So rhinos are killed for their horn, which is made out of keratin, which is actually the same materials as our fingernails, which is actually crazy because, you know, in different parts of the world, people think that keratin can help cure cancers and use in other medicines. And then, so yeah, they're really killed. They're really endangered. And then the elephants, they are killed for their tusks, which are made of ivory, which are used for different sculptures and things in different parts of the globe. So yeah, those are some really endangered animals, and it's still going on. And even though Africa is on the other side of the world, I believe that, you know, we still have, it's all of our planet, and we have to work together to take care of it.
That's a beautiful message. It really, really is. It really, really is. So what are, let's talk about the, I'm going to come back to the different ways that people can get involved on your website, because you have a whole host of them there. So I don't want to miss that. But because we're talking on the Women Entrepreneurs Show, and here you are, a very articulate, very accomplished young entrepreneurial woman, what are some of the things that you have learned in your young years? Now you've been doing this for, if you wrote the book at 8, right, you've been doing this now for 4, going on 5 years probably. What are some of the lessons that you have learned in this journey that you've been on?
I think that lots of people get told that you can't take action, you can't do anything while you're young, you have to wait till you're an adult. And I found along my journey, I started at 7 years old, that you don't have to wait and you can take action now. So whatever you're passionate about, whether it's deforestation, the oceans, climate change, I would just say, you know, get involved and do whatever you can to save it. And because it will work if you really put your heart into it.
I think there's a, it will work even more than if someone like me did it. And the reason why I'm saying that is because your passion and your focus at such a young age, and my main hat that I wear is brain function special, or, you know, I emphasize the developing brain and how to maximize your natural brain power as Brain Lady Julie. That's why that's my nickname. And to see your brain developing with such passion at such a young age is so impressive. And it's impressive to those who see it. So I think you are going to have even more of an impact than if I were to do the same thing that you're doing, because people are going to note that, right? They're going to say, wow, this is an impressive young woman. And it sounds like that. It sounds like you have gotten the attention of some, you know, you have some wonderful celebrity endorsements, and those are not an easy thing to get. Well, so congratulations and kudos on being able to do that and the impact that you're going to have. And if more your age did that, we did a wonderful interview last week with another group, and a great young woman. I should connect you with them, because you could probably inspire a lot, and they may have some good connections for you as well. So mental note to do that afterwards. But when we're talking about it's Olivia West was her name, Olivia West. So we're going to connect you. Sherry was the mom and Olivia was the daughter. And we did an interview of both of them. So we're going to connect you with that afterwards. But why is it important to help animals and people get involved in this? We're going to direct people to the website. You've got some great ways that people can get involved very simply, very easily, without having to go stand on a stage and present or travel all over the place. But why is it important that people do that?
It's really important that my generation gets involved, because if we don't take action now, elephants will go extinct in 10 years. And there are such simple things that you can do to save animals. And another project I haven't told you about yet is a song that I created with Jen Hartman Luck. And simply by downloading this song, Kids Can Save Animals, you can download it on any streaming platform. You're automatically making a difference, because every time someone downloads it, 15% of the money goes directly to Rewild, where Leonardo DiCaprio is the founding board member. So just by listening to music, you can make a difference. And also something that is one of my favorite things that you can do, it's just educating yourself. You can pick an animal from the red list, learn as much as you possibly can about it, and just educate your family and friends about it.
That's, well, I just about brings me to tears when you say within 10 years, if something isn't done, that is absolutely, that's powerful. So let's talk about that. I want to make sure that you realize I'm looking at your website over here. I'm not like distracted. So over here on your website, and I encourage everybody to go here, kidscansaveanimals.com. And you have a lot of those ways. You have simple boxes here where it's pick an animal. Did you know that there are more than 37,400 species that are facing extinction? Pick one from the IUCN red list, which I'm assuming that means those that are at most risk.
Yes.
Okay. Become an expert on that animal. How cool is that? So what does that, take us through kind of that process of, if they do that, what's going to be their experience if they do that?
Yes. So pick your favorite animal. I know one of my favorite animals is the cheetah. It's on the front cover of my book, Let's Go on Safari. And you can go onto this website and it has everything you need to know. It has ways you can get involved. You can learn all about that animal. And this is something that I think is really impactful to do, because just by learning about the animal, you realize what's going on. And if you just share it with everybody around you, they think about that too, and they want to get involved. And we can end up all working together to save these different animals. So I encourage you to go to my website, and I know lots of you have favorite animals. So just go pick one and learn as much as you possibly can about it.
That's wonderful. And then you have the ability to adopt an animal. Tell us about that.
Yes. So you can adopt animals from different places. One of my favorites is from the Sheljuk Wildlife Trust. You can get baby elephants, and you can get monthly emails about your elephant, how they're doing. So basically you just get to keep up to date, and it costs $50, and it's a great organization. So I encourage you to check that out. And also Care for Wild, if you're interested in rhinos, is another great place where you can adopt an animal. So yeah, there are different ways that you can help just by, you know, getting emails and updates on how different animals are doing.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Get a little email every month that talks to you about do you get pictures of your elephant too when they?
Yes, you do.
There are two animals that I love watching these videos, these little viral videos that go around, elephants and pandas. I just watching them, I just love it. It's so, you have a Red Panda Network in here too, it looks like.
I do. One of my interviews is with somebody that's really an expert on red pandas. So if you're interested in red pandas, definitely check out that episode of Club 15.
Awesome. And you have design a poster. You can design a poster about an endangered animal that you care about. So there's ways that you can even, they can even bring this project into their learning and into their school, it sounds like.
Yes, and you can do lots of things. And also, if you want to get your school involved, one of my favorite projects is Quarters for Koalas. It's actually not for Africa, but it's for Australia. When the wildfires broke out and a billion animals died, I started this project where everyone in the school brought in quarters, and we donated it to the Adelaide Koala Rescue. So if your school is interested in animals and you want to get them involved, you can download that presentation and give it to your school and raise money for an organization that, you know, thinks that helps it, like the Adelaide Koala Rescue.
That is so cool. You know, quarters, how easy is it to just take a couple quarters out of your pocket and donate, but they add up. You know, if any of us have saved a piggy bank through our lives, you know, all of a sudden you're just putting in quarters every now and then. And then all of a sudden you've got, you know, hundreds of dollars in there. So that's.
They do. We actually raised over $4,600 with just quarters.
Wow. So that's something that if anybody watching this, and we'll be sure to tag this video interview and, you know, promote it across a lot of the, I'm connected to the homeschool population. I have, that would be wonderful projects for them. So we'll be sure to, you know, get people involved. And of course I'm just going to send them all to your website because that's how they can find out to how to do that within their own community, right?
Definitely. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. And I love that you have a resource list. You have all of these different things that these are obviously groups that you have been involved with and you're connected to. So tell us a little bit about that resource list.
Yes. So those are practically lots of the organizations that I worked with that are on Club 15 and people that I have featured. So you can click on any of those and they can take you to their website so you can learn more about those organizations. But something I also want to tell you, one of those organizations is Born for USA. I haven't talked too much about that. And one of the things that I really want to tell everyone watching out there is that you can drive tourism money. If you're, I know lots of you have probably gone swimming with dolphins or seals. And it's I know I'm kind of misdirecting you, but it's not bad if you've done that because I've done that before when I was little. But now that, you know, you're educated about what's going on with animals, if your parents say, hey, do you want to go swim with dolphins today? You can just say no because you don't want to be giving your money to these different places that aren't doing things to help save animals like circuses. If you're going to a circus, make sure they don't have animals. I mean, it's completely fine. Go to a circus with humans. That's great. But make sure they don't have animals. And just the little things that you do, not giving that money to places that aren't doing things to help save animals, is something really impactful you can do.
That supply and demand. If there's no demand there, then the supply will go away, right? So you won't see those things. And how, I mean, we've all seen the specials or read the news or heard the news reports of animals in captivity, whether it was at these big, you know, animal parks or whatnot, that they kind of went crazy. And they went crazy because that's not the way they're supposed to live, right? That's not the...
Definitely. And that's actually something big that I'm doing with Born for USA. I'm learning on elephants in captivity. There are lots of elephants in zoos all around the world. And that's specifically what I'm doing with them is trying to get those animals out.
So tell me, and this may this may be going down a rabbit hole we don't want to go down, but... Do you know how much land mass and the average animal wanders within a day? Because they're migrant animals, right? Do you have any idea what that is? Do you know what I'm asking?
Like I don't know like the specific size, but animals roam lots and lots a day. But I know some of the actually really good sanctuaries, like Born Free. They have like acres and acres and acres of land for their animals to stay in. It's definitely the second best choice of life for the animals because animals do roam vast areas. So it's important you give them large amount of spaces.
Which they're not going to get in captivity. Beautiful messaging. Beautiful, beautiful messaging. And I just want to applaud you for everything that you've done in your years to become, take your passion and turn it into a business, an organization, something that will be able to support you in the future when you're out on your own, but at the same time, be able to support your cause and, you know, keep this advocacy going. So with that in mind, you know, what advice would you give? And this doesn't have to be specific. Yes, include, you know, what advice you'd give to young individuals. But there's a lot of us that still have passions, you know, into our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. What advice would you give to these individuals who have a passion that want to turn that into a business?
I would definitely say just go for it. And it's also important. One of the best steps you can take is finding a mentor. I have so many mentors on my journey. Sarah Massey, who's helping me with Club 15. Jen Hartman Luck with the songs. Michelle, who pretty much got me started in all of this. So, you know, if you want to get started in something you're really passionate about, find a mentor and they can help you along the whole way. And always remember that advocacy has no age limit, and you can do it if it's really, really something that you're passionate about.
That's wonderful. And there are so many things that you can be an advocate for, right? Not just Definitely. Animals, but all types of different things. Well, Kate, it has been just such a wonderful time being able to be here with you and interview you. And I want to encourage, again, everyone, you wanted to highlight the Club 15, which is your podcast. So again, we'll all of this information that we're talking about, all of the ways to stay in contact with Kate, we will include on the show page, in the comments, on the video page, on the YouTube channel, so that you can stay connected with Kate. And we've talked about the song, right? Because you're 15% of that download, just as a reminder, 15% of that goes to Born Free, you said? Was that right?
It goes to Rewild.
It goes to
That's
Rewild.
That's the new artist you organization. And actually, fun fact, why everything is 15, Club 15 and 15% is because of the every 15 minutes an elephant's kill for its tusks.
Oh, I was gonna ask you that. That makes so much sense. Every 15 minutes, you know, my youngest son, I have three boys. My youngest son is now he's 29, and his favorite animal is an elephant. So I'll have to tell him about you and tell him to check you out, and check out your podcast. And that's awesome. Okay. So every way that you can stay connected with Kate on, obviously by going to her website and getting involved in one of those projects, picking your project. Like I kind of went over them, some of the ways that people can get involved. You can also email at Kate, K-A-T-E, at kidscansaveanimals.com. And you can also talk to, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I got to interview Kate, you can talk to her publicist, which is Shelby at Zilker Media. Again, we'll put all that. You don't have to worry about jotting it all down. Just go to the show page and you can find it all. And you can stay in touch with, so we're going to have to do this. Kelly, make a note for me. Kelly is our producer in the background. That we need to follow you on Instagram and on Twitter because you are at Kids Can Save Animals on Instagram and at Kids Save Animals on Twitter. So it's a little different. Kids Can Save Animals on Instagram and Kids Save Animals on Twitter, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yay. I love it. Well, Kate, thank you so much for honoring us on the Women Entrepreneur Show and bringing your articulate, dynamic energy and messaging to our program today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So see what we do here on the Women Entrepreneur Show. Wonderful, wonderful guests. So if you want to stay involved with women entrepreneurs, you can join. And I might mention, Kate did join our Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. She is a member now. And so she has a link and everything on our womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com website. She is our youngest member, I might say. Very proud of that. Remember, it's all plural. So it's women entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. If you are interested in seeing somebody interviewed on our program or a topic that you would like to see covered on the program, then shoot us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. If you have a great message or you are a dynamic businesswoman of any age, go ahead and reach out to us and put podcast guests in the subject line and shoot us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com or reach out to Kelly, K-E-L-L-I is how you spell her name, at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. She is our liaison for all things, all of our guests, all of our members, and we would love to have you. Stay connected with us on Instagram. We started a new page on Instagram, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. We have a group. Be involved in the group on Facebook. Lots of different ways that you can engage with us because we want to be the one-stop shop for women entrepreneurs and their wisdom and their success. So join us in this journey. I am Julie Brain Lady Anderson. You can also check out my other podcast, which is Brain Lady Speaks at brainladyspeaks.com, or just go to the Women Entrepreneurs Network page, podcast page, and we will have that. We have the YouTube channels. We just got everything going on. So we'll put all that in the comments. And again, thank you, Kate, for being on the program today. Thank you, everyone who watched or who listened. We are honored that you spent the time with us. And until next time, I just want everybody to simply enjoy every moment and go out and hug your favorite animal.